Begin the current daven sechd zivam is daven on gimel. We begin on an alphabet. There's master begins the gemara. Ravina he says the kolam according to everyone yesh tnai bechalitza. Everyone holds that there is halacha of stipulation by chalitza. Which says tamer it's 1 to 3 because the hanem ra'as is like hilchasa. Then these are coming out not according to the halacha because the karmel pregments of the chalitza. We conclude in the gemara that later on the kovav menalim uba madin the gemara says avayin daven after chalitza mataz kashera that if there is an erroneous chalitza it is kosher. Meaning the intlein bechalitza there is no stipulation by chalitza. And the reason the mishum the gemara but not the gemara because we learn that the laws of stipulation from this from the shevet god and shevet ruven. It has to be something that you can do through a shlich, like it was over there by Yeshua, there was a shlich and Moshe, whereas by Chalitza, the Yibim can be done through, cannot be done through a shlich, so therefore there's no halachas of stipulation there at all. And even if the Chalitza is not fulfilled, there is going to be Chalitza. And Ravin Ravashi are not saying like this, because, so he says, these Svilu, they deny, because if they hold that there is no Tanai, as the Gemara concludes over there, so they should not have said that this is to explain the Machlekes, Rabbi Rabbanan, based on the principle that there is tonight. But moreover, another question is that mythically be a tonight bechalitza l'dimayim shemacharei. Instead of saying that the machlekes is regarding if there's tonight bechalitza regarding a mimer of after it, the disagreement should be just regarding is she permitted to go marry someone else? Is it about chalitza? So by memory, he explains like this: no, it's, you're right regarding being permitted to marry people. According to everyone, it's going to be chalitza. You're right, because they come like we rule the internet by chalitza. Everyone agrees to that. That there is no law of stipulation by chalitza. Ella, it's only in the habit chalitza psula regarding making an inferior chalitza. The lemafka lezika legarmi didn't totally remove the zika, meaning shlo yirlach re maimer that it should not be effective. A maimer that comes after blushing zika zibaman in the terminology of zika zibaman. That's what comes after you say that there is a stipulation, and it's regarding that point that the chalitza is going to be psula that maimer is effective after it. For that is what we're saying, that there is a Tanai Bechalitza that makes it inferior, and B'Shemot Ribishim Ben Atam, that he says the same interpretation. Next test, Matthew begins to give say Yilish Shmuel, let's say to support Shmuel, and B'Shem to Rabbi Yisrael, and refute Rabbi Yisrael, meaning, a Maim Elazu B'Chol Zazukah, it's going the case of when you do a Maim to one, and do Chalitza to another one, that, oh, that's like Shmuel, where according to Shmuel, you couldn't do it to the Baal HaSamayim because then it wouldn't help with its Tzava. And also Rav Yitzchak Yosef who says, well, why would you do it to another one if it's you spilling out the water that's that the coin's not going to be forbidden in both. But then so there's one time we begin to say, wait a second, am I having to do it to Rav Yosef? Why is Rav Yitzchak Rav Yosef? Because the Hod, the Inchalitz of Baal HaSamayim, what do you mean? The reason why you're not doing Chalitz of one of the Maimer, yes, Rav Yosef would say, don't make both us. But I'll tell you why, I'm Shem the Shmuel, because the Shmuel, the Chalitz of Baal HaSamayim, and if the Tzava, because if you do it to the one of the Maimer, then it wouldn't exempt the Tzava. So that's why you're doing to the other one. So why is that different one abusive? So I said, right, Meshlami Dachal Kama, this is what the Gemara is saying. Lemisayla the Shmuel, oi tabit of Yosef. Let's say it supports Shmuel, or at least be reputation of Yosef. Meaning, the Elik to say the Shmuel is not supporting Shmuel, meaning, because if the Tzara by Chalitza Basel Maimer, that you're right, the Tzara would be exempted, even if it's a Chalitza to the one of the Maimer. So wait a second. So, M. Kane, hide the knock and Maimel Zubach Chalitza, then why do we say they're giving the Maimer to one and then the Chalitza to the other one? Lashmin the Chalitza is a Shiitza. It's coming to tell us because that you could do Chalitza to whichever one you want. Oh, that's Lapukim Nabi Yosef. That's exclusive from Yosef. The comment that he said, Lo Yishmach Ben Ber Bachem Tzichim Lai. No, you're not supposed to spill your pit water if other people need it. And from there, you see that you can do whichever one is obviously not like Rabbi Yosef. Next is Master Tev begins the Gemara. It's the Chalitza. We needed to tell us the condition Tev is Mechiv Lav. The condition does not take effect in the Chiv Lav. Then we can understand that would be the Chiddush. Which Tosfos points out, Avagad like Chalitza Mina Le'el. Although we already said this already previously, this halacha by one Yavama. It said over here also in all the other cases, anyway, it's not such a simple idea, although we already said this once before, it still made sense that you would say this chiddush of Rebbe Kiva, that condition not being tevis b'chiz lam. Next to his master, begins to it's a lashmin. We have to tell you the incondition of tevis b'chiz lam. You think we have to tell you condition does not take effect in a married woman? Perish. In other words, tevis explains, because the Gemara's question is, the ketani safer. We learn the safer. The same thing applies to two yibam and one yibam. What do you mean? One already. Did be, of course, you can't have Maimer take effect afterwards. Which takes a bit to wonder. What's the Gemara's question? Maybe this that we said of Baal and then Maimer afterwards is Mishum Shte Yavam is Viyav Mechanak. For the other case, two Yavam is one Yavam, where that's not any Ashes ish, and Tosh does not answer that question. We continue next Tosh Matta, beginning with Gemara, so that I mean, you would have thought to say Ligs of Maimer, the Bus of Chalitza Bechulu, that we should say it's a problem of Maimer that's after Chalitza because of Maimer before Chalitza. So it's just Tema, one, it's one. Matzor Chalitza, why do you need this reason to say what the Chiddush is of Maimer then Chalitza because of Maimer after Chalitza? What do you mean? Dilel have any Rabbi Yechanon? The Gemara earlier said that it makes sense according to Rabbi Yechanon, Itzach Lashmin, that we have to tell you the Kiddush doesn't take effect to tell you because that Kiddush does not take effect to Chiyal Avin. And that's the case of Maimer after Chalitza, where Chalitza makes it to Chiyal Avin and then Maimer afterwards. And Avakab the Kvashmin Lamarisha, although we already know some Marisha. And still, we tell you this chiddush again. It could have known this reason, that the reason is because of incondition to the mechil lavin. So why do you have to say the reason is because of maima avchat the chalitza, because of maima from before chalitza? Han lach, Rav Gamliel, I'll turn to you, Rav Gamliel, with Taisus.